That's the problem with taking care of doctors. I'm fairly concerned that Dr. Matlock may not be the most compliant patient in the world. He likes to go, 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 and he's already planned to have a surgery day 4 days after the surgery, and I told him it's really not a good idea.
Are you okay?
Your pressure is 146 over 86.
And that's the it should be about 110.
Heart rate
97. Yeah, I'm nervous.
Being a doctor, I really know and understand the risk of surgery and anesthesia. It bothers me, and I'm scared.
God, I didn't know how bright those lights are.
Yeah, go ahead and close your eyes. Making the markings is the first step in getting this procedure perfect.
What's my heart rate?
Jerry, you can go ahead and give him some Demerol. We're going to go ahead and get you a little bit groggy here, okay? And once that's in, then I'll inject the local, okay? It'll be okay. Very little. Even without the Demerol, you wouldn't feel this much, but we're going to give that to you. And you shouldn't feel much at all, okay?
Not too much, Jerry. My blood pressure is starting to rise. I'm fearful of the anesthesia, and the bright lights are bothering me.
Damn, Jerry. I feel it now. What was that?
It's very classic for doctors to be sort of control freaks, and even while he's lying on the table, he wants to know what his heart rate is, he wants to know what his blood pressure is, he wants to know exactly what he was given. And, you know, he's a typical doctor. That's how I would be. That's how just about any doctor would be. David, I'm going to get started. If you feel anything, you let me know. Otherwise, I don't want you talking, okay? Just great. I'll take a pickup. Right now, we have made the incision.